This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you do want to join us, take us along for the ride, 713-780-3776. HRP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Nicholas and Barry. Now, Nick, this one for you. I'm going to go to Barry first. How about that? I'm going to go to Barry first on this, all right? Because 25 years ago, there was a movie that came out called Blue Chips.
Okay. Yep.
Nick Nolte was the head coach. Shaquille O'Neal and Penny Hardaway were in it. Actually, it was a pretty good movie. So on the 25-year anniversary, some stories started coming out, and it's all about the fact that when filming it, they wanted it was loosely based on Bobby Knight anyway. But they had a lot of cameos. They had a lot of NBA players in the filming, and the LA people had no clue like how crazy Indiana is about basketball.
Right.
So they said, "Well, what are we going to have to pay the extras to be in the gym for when we shoot some of these scenes?" And they're like, "You could charge money." And the guy's like, come on, seriously? So the guy created a fictitious logo for their university and sold T-shirts for $10, sold out of them the first day and every day that they did this. But they had games where Bobby Knight was coaching Indiana against Nick Nolte and his fictitious team with Shaq and Penny. And Bobby had Bobby Hurley, and he had some of his ex-players, and the games were pretty intense. Well, the bottom line was they knew how the way the script was written. It just had, at the end, the script was written so that at the end, the Blue Chips team won. They said Knight was so pissy that he was in the huddles with a minute to go with the running score clock. And it was like a 3-point game going, there's no way these bleeping actors and wannabes are going to beat us right now. And so they literally had to just let it play out. And then they reconstructed the final scoreboard and the way the game ended because he wouldn't let his team lose.
That's ridiculous.
Just nuts.
That's taking it to it's a whole different level.
And they said before the actual filming, they allowed the media in because there were so many big names. So the film got some hype. Like, God, this film's coming out. And look at all these NBA stars and everything like that. One reporter asked Bobby Knight one question he didn't like. He got so ticked off that he was screaming at the reporter and he was pouting. He held up production for like an hour. They didn't even know if he was going to actually do his scene because he was so upset.
Doesn't any of that surprise you, though?
Not at all.
None of that would surprise me.
Did you ever watch that Knight 30 for 30?
It's still on my DVR, but I have not watched it yet.
Yeah, because that even more says to you, this does not surprise me. This
really
is more the norm than it was a crazy once in a lifetime.
Mm. I will make it a point
to
put it in the rotation at some point.
Yeah, why did Christina also say, I think we just heard Barry profess his bromance desire for Nick?
I don't know.
What are we missing today in all these different tweets and texts?
I don't know. People are just acting weird. David in the Med Center said, Barry, the Cougars lost to Temple, not Tulane. I never said they lost to anybody. I said they're lucky.
Said they whooped up on Tulane.
Yeah, I said it would have been
Joel,
bad.
Joel accidentally said Temple. That's what happened.
Oh, as far as the loss?
Yeah. I didn't say they lost, though.
They lost to Temple, though.
You said they accidentally beat you said they beat Temple, not Tulane, is what you said.
Well, they've also beat Temple. Yeah. They split with them.
Yeah. Okay. It's weird.
One of the other stories I saw, and Nick, I don't know what you'd do for $100, but Barry.
How about we make it easy? What won't he do for $100?
Not true at all.
Because we've talked about this in the past, like what price would you do this or would you do that? Well, there was a rodeo, and I guess the mutton chops where they have the kids ride the
mutton busting.
Mutton busting. So instead of just doing that, they decided that a neat little trick was they took the rodeo the ring and they have these little, like, they took chalk circles. They put chalk circles all over, okay? Anybody who wanted in, they had a way of weeding them out so that they could get in. This was, I believe it was in Kentucky. It's called cowboy pinball. So you get, like, a 4-foot circle, and you got to stand in it, all right? So they got about 23 people in on it.
Okay.
They harness or rope a $100 bill to the torso of a mad bull. You got nothing. You stand and can't leave your circle, but if you can get the hundo off of his torso, you get to keep it?
No.
I'm going to retweet the video. You see people flying like ragdolls.
$100.
For $100. Come on, people. I know it's like a rural town in Kentucky, but you got to raise the stakes. These people are taking horns all over the place.
Yeah, well, $100 Kentucky is like $1,000 American. So it's you got to remember there's the conversion factor.
You could get a couple of front teeth with that. I mean, in Kentucky.
Well, I saw the video. There's no damn way.
No way.
No way.
Not for $1,000. I don't even know if I would do it for $10,000.
Not if I had full armor on. The way
you could put me in a barrel, maybe I would do that. But you got to close the lid so I don't come flying out and get trampled by the bull.
I just think too, like
one guy does six cartwheels like he's in a like he's the Evolution Man. Like his arms and hands are outstretched and he's just like on a hamster wheel, just spinning in the air because of the bull. I'm out on all that. None of that sounds fun to me. These are redneck games that I don't want to play.
Like when they do the running of the bulls, at least you got a chance to run away or kind of like dodge out of the way. Here, if you leave the circle, that's on you. But whether you leave the circle or not, you're being tossed around like roadkill by a huge bull.
One guy, the one I said that does the Evolution Man spin in the air because the bull just flips him like he's a flapjack.
Yeah, I saw that.
That dude never gets up. Like the rodeo clowns have to go over and protect this dude.
So he sustained injuries.
Yeah.
He went to the hospital.
I don't need to be, like I said, I don't need to be flipped like a flapjack by a bull for $100. No.
How many people in this event do you think are suicidal? Because why else would you be doing and running of the bulls too?
It's dumb. I mean, running of the bulls is dumb too.
You're trying to get gored.
But you also, you're going to get hit by a bull.
Yeah.
In this. There's just no doubt about it. And, you see, to me, it would be last man standing, or person, because I see a chick out there, which she's got bigger balls than any of us, I'll tell you that much. But there's a chick out there front and center doing this. But not only do you have to stay in your circle, but you have to somehow get the $100 off of the bull's torso. Come on. It should just be, if you manage to survive and stay in your circle, you get the $100.
Here's what I like.
Cheap ass.
Here's what I would say. You start in your little circle, right? But if he targets somebody else, the minute he's going after somebody else, you can leave your circle to try and snatch the hundo and call the game.
I don't know.
Otherwise, it's like you're just sitting target.
One dude jumps out of the circle, out of the way of the bull, then jumps back in and thinks he's cool, and the bull stops and comes back like, "Nah, bitch, I see you." Boom. No, I don't need to do any of that. I would tackle a sheep like the kids do. I would tackle a sheep. That's about it. Other than that, I'm out. I don't need to do any of that, man.
First of all, you got to raise the stakes, and even still, no, I don't think there's a price tag high enough for me to go, yeah, I'm going to give that a shot. I got nothing better to do, and I've had a few pops. I'm going to get in there, and I can outsmart this bull. It ain't about outsmarting you, because you can't outrun, because you're in a circle. A
4-foot circle. White people are crazy.
No doubt, man.
Why are you doing this? I venture to say everyone in there has a low IQ.
No, you it can't is be... rural Kentucky, so I'm not going to tell you that there's rocket scientists there's in the
of,
crowd.
Not a lot of book learning from anyone in those circles. That doesn't strike me as a smart man's game.
Of the 23, four were Ivy... No, they were not. They were not Ivy Leaguers in any way, shape, or form. And there was no... Because believe me, if you had anybody just doing analytics on this, you'd realize the numbers don't say you got a fighting chance.
Not at all. Hey, if you want a fighting chance after you drink... You better get you some Cheers. I've been talking about Cheers for a while now. Last year, we talked about it, and it was called Thrive Plus. New name in the new year, but same great formula, same great product. Cheers is a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol on your body, and it works for you, me, and most people that drink. And you're going to love the product because it works, and I can tell you that from experience. Cheers is – this isn't one of those things where, oh, I've heard it works. No. I've taken this on the road with me, and after a night of drinking, I've taken my Cheers. I wake up, and I feel better the next day. I don't feel hungover, and I do get hungover when I don't take my Cheers. But this stuff works, man. And the Popes, when I went out and shot guns with the Popes, they were telling me how they ordered their Cheers and they were hungover the night before, but they were ready to go because they used the product. You guys should be using this. Even if you drink just a couple of drinks, I don't want you feeling bad the next day. And as you get older, especially like me in my 40s now, alcohol, I don't do as well as I used to with it. So Cheers works great for me, and I know it'll work for you. It was developed by a team of five PhDs plus Ivy League scientists, and it was featured on Shark Tank. This product is legit. I want you to get some in your life. Go to cheershealth.com to order it. And the way it works is you just take three capsules after your last drink or before you go to bed, and while you're sleeping, it'll help your liver process alcohol and those toxic byproducts that are produced by the alcohol in your body. Go to cheershealth.com to get your order in. Do so before 4 p.m. today. You still got about 50 minutes left. Do so before 4 p.m. You'll have it on your doorstep the next day because they're based right here in Houston. So support a Houston company with a great product. Cheershealth.com, guys. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling along, knee-deep in the final hour of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. Reminder that we'll take you till 4. Fred, AJ, Aaron, they'll take you till 7. You don't have to do a darn thing and be entertained along your workday and otherwise. We always appreciate you as suspects taking us along for the ride. And, of course, if you always want to make sure you miss none of the show at any time whatsoever, ESPN975.com. One, while you're there, download the app. Therefore, you take us anywhere, everywhere, and you can take us out of state and across the country and more. We always get nice notes from people where they're listening from. And then also, if you want to catch up on maybe an hour or two that you missed, click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects and find the hours that you missed.
Are you guys keeping up with this Jussie Smollett?
Jussie Smollett, yeah.
Is it, how's it pronounced?
Smollett. Smollett.
Mm-hmm. Are you keeping up with it?
Uh-huh.
Nick, have you followed this at all?
No, I just heard about it this morning, so no.
Dude, this is wild. So if you don't know who Jussie Smollett is, he's an actor on Empire. Mm-hmm. And he is African-American, and he's gay. And there was the story that came out that he was attacked, and they said it was a hate crime where he was attacked, and it was said that he was attacked because he was black and because he was gay, and the attackers were mentioning things like, oh, MAGA, and you know, there's no place for you here. And so, of course, it was a big deal. And it was in the news. And everybody was like, man, that's horrible. This is, you know, I remember thinking this is a horrible thing to have happen in our country, obviously. And we've got to figure out. I think we talked about it on the show, about having dialogue and this, that, and the other. The worst thing that could happened where it's come out now that they suspect that it was all staged. That he... From what I'm reading on this Chicago website, this CBS local, mm-hmm. It's from a Chicago news station, Channel 2 in CBS, Channel 2 CBS Chicago, is that it basically said he had received a letter on the show at the studio that was racist, and he was upset that it didn't get a bigger reaction. So he is suspected of paying two men to attack him a week later. In order to get more focus on it. And CBS2 investigator Brad Edwards said when the letter didn't get enough attention, he concocted the staged attack. That was from sources close to the situation. So you got to think, it's bad enough that you fake it, but it's even worse when not only were you involved in, but like he gave the money to the guys. He promised them like $4,000. He gave them $3,500 up front. And then got another five. And then police were even saying that he was adamant about, look, there was a camera there that got it all on camera. It's wild to me. And you talk about in this country where we do have issues and we need to have dialogue about the issues. When you see something like this happen, and if it's true, and again, right now it's speculation, but it's being talked about a lot.
It's not a good look. And I actually went to one of the websites and you look at the picture of Smollett, and then in the caption, it says Smollett after allegedly being brutally attacked. And the only thing you really see is a tiny little cut under his right eye.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's not to say he didn't really get attacked, but there's nothing brutal on his face about, you know what I mean? There's nothing, that's right. Just not how I would describe his face. Brutally attacked, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you hate to try and poke holes in a story, right? But from the time it came out, he was out. He's staying he has a luxury apartment in Chicago, but he decided to go to a Subway at 2 a.m. that was open. That started all this.
Mm-hmm.
Then the two guys, where he said he was attacked by two guys, didn't know anything about him, didn't know any, had never met him before. But then the two guys come out, and they're both ripped up bodybuilders. And he's like, oh, I know those guys. That's why I don't want to press charges. And you're like, wait a minute. First of all, you didn't know them. You didn't mm-hmm. know what race they were or what they were doing. Or otherwise. Now you know them, but you have a sympathy card in you that says, I don't want to press charges. And then the other thing was, he said throughout the process, including when he was attacked, he was on the phone with his agent and others. And police said, well, then give us your phone records so that we can get to the bottom of this. Instead of giving him the full records, they gave him a photocopied page of one of the pages of his phone records with blacked out numbers redacted. That he did not, because he said his famous celebrity friends didn't want their numbers out there. It's the police.
Yeah. He redacted a lot of it. That's not a good
yes,
look.
Yes, redacted. Correct.
It was said he even paid for the rope that was used. He gave the guy his money to go buy the rope that was used.
It's like $30 or $29 or something like that.
I tell you what. a lot of friends, like I saw a comedian, his name's Black Ron, I think, and I actually worked with him at the Improv once, but he's out of Dallas, I think, but he had a really interesting point. He's like, who's more mad right now? The black community that he faked it or the LGBTQ community that he faked it? Like, because both sides have their reason, and you're like, look, we're you know, as the LGBTQ community, we're trying to make strides in this country for some sort of normalcy, and then you come out and fake something like this. If it's true, it's got to be a setback, because now, in general, you think human nature tells you that a lot of people that don't know, that aren't connected in any way, or maybe older folks in this country, now the next time that they see something that actually happens, that's actually a hate crime, and they go, well, that could be stage two. And so you're like, damn, like, bro, you don't understand. I know you didn't get enough attention that you wanted, but you don't realize the impact that this could have on these communities.
Yeah, you're essentially, it's better. And I'm not questioning whether or not he's been treated misfairly, unfairly in his life, but you still bring negative attention, and then you insult, like you mentioned, or you hurt two communities at one time.
Yeah.
So it's, and that's all if this is true. This is all allegedly. We don't
know
for sure.
That's true, because there's rumors out there saying he was going to be removed or written off on the cast of Empire.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trying to do this to draw some attention, because now, obviously, from media standpoint, hey, we got to keep this guy part of the show because...
Right. Feel sorry
for
him. Yeah.
And now they had the CBS affiliate there in Chicago has obtained a list, aside from the rope, of all the different things that were needed. And a handwriting expert's getting involved to find out if it was Smollett's handwriting. If it was, just an awful look. For whatever the reason may be.
It reminds me of, I don't know why it reminds me of, but there was this stand-up comic that I guess kind of claimed that he was, like, around when 9/11 happened, or he...
Steve Ranazzisi.
Is that who he...
Yeah.
And then it later came out that he really wasn't even working for the company or something like that. And it's just when you bring that pity story, like, man, this happened to me, and I want you to feel sorry for me, and it turns out not to be true, man...
It's a bad look.
Dude, a lot of people don't feel sorry for you, even though you're just a human and you're making a mistake. Because that's actually what Pete Davidson said. He kind of defended him. Like, he wasn't necessarily incredibly offended.
Really?
Yeah. Not offended. And so...
Because Pete Davidson's dad died in 9/11.
And was not offended.
Oh,
which
is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that.
He's in one of the towers.
Yeah.
You worry, though, because you do realize that in this climate... And by the way, I watched Black Klansman this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend that film as well.
Is that Spike's film?
Very entertaining. Very entertaining.
Is it?
Yeah. It was, and kind of sad at the end. I won't spoil it for you, but watch it all the way through. But you realize that this country we still have issues. And,
oh, man.
And, you know, I feel like as a country we get better than and we don't get worse. And I feel like we're better than we were in, you know, 1919 and now in 2019. And we obviously still have some things that we can improve upon. But stuff like this, you just wonder, like, what were you thinking? What? Why did you think that you wouldn't get caught? Literally 90% of the time you do something like this, you're going to get caught. It's rare that you're going to get away with it.
It's just like going back to what we were talking about with the whole Bundy thing. Things that you think you could get away with in the 70s, you're not getting away with today, from all the people that have phones to all the surveillance cameras to every little detail, yep, in which, from the store that can give you the, yeah, itemized receipts and who paid for it, and they're so easy to reference, and the phone records. You just can't do this stuff anymore and think everybody's just going to play dumb and go, oh, wow, that's how it happened, huh? And just, and case closed. No, it's not.
Yeah. It's just like, and did he really come out and call himself the gay Tupac?
I did not hear that.
Somebody texted
I hope
show.
He did not. I did not hear that at
somebody
all.
Somebody texted the show and said, don't forget that he called himself gay Tupac on stage a few days later.
Hmm.
Dude's a maniac. But I did see a meme that had him on Tupac's album, and it said, all lies on me. So,
wow.
So apparently he did, because that, I was wondering, like, I didn't get the meme. I was like, I don't understand this. Why is this dude's face on Tupac's album cover and it says all lies on me? I mean, I get that part, all, yeah, lies. But that's, so I looked at it and just thought, that's clever. But now knowing he called himself gay Tupac, that's it.
Because, like,
outlandish.
He can sing. So right after the
incident
happened. Because
we all know Nick is gay Tupac.
See, that's not nice. Not, wow, nice, sir.
He went out, and if this attack was so bad, he was on stage performing just days later.
Yeah.
And he can sing, so he obviously had a bigger audience than he would. They said it was packed. He was performing, I think, in L.A.
Yeah.
So you know that you've got opportunities. You don't need all of this to draw attention to yourself, and then to be found out, if that is the case, now you're really gonna struggle to find work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how successful he is. I mean, I guess the story said he was an extra. I don't know how successful he is, but I mean, he better hope he can bounce back from this.
He had a reoccurring role.
Yeah. He wasn't, yeah, an extra.
Okay. So then hopefully he can bounce, yeah, back easier than the average person. But I think a lot of other people that have no foundation, have not established themselves in any way, shape, or form, would really get hurt and not be able to bounce back.
If you were a gay rapper, who would you be, Nick? Which gay rapper are you? If he's gay Tupac, who are you? Gay DJ Khaled.
Why would I be gay DJ Khaled, though? Why DJ Khaled?
Well,
of all
Joel,
the names.
Who would you be? Joel's gay Bubba Sparks.
No.
I'm gay MC Search.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work.
What's wrong with that? No?
Nothing.
Joel, why?
It's fine. It's fine. It's just the crazy roads we get down sometimes.
I mean, who would you be, Nick? If you were a gay rapper, who
I
would you be?
I didn't think you would ask me that question on the show today, sir.
Well, you got to come
know,
up with one.
I didn't know you were going to ask me which gay rapper I would be.
We'll find out.
Where
which
was
gay
that on the rundown?
We'll find, yeah, out which gay rapper Nick is and Joel is right after this.
No, that's not how it works on,
yeah,
the show.
No.
We don't tease who we... No.
Yeah, I want to know which gay rapper you want to be.
It's not gay Drake. We got to go to break.
No. Well, that's redundant.
Wow. And in just an instant, it can turn from one direction directly to another one, completely off the rails.
Yeah, Nick is gay One Direction. Also, never mind.
I've never been called gay that many times on a broadcast ever,
really?
In my entire radio career.
New every
I mean,
day
we're just
here.
It's going with the flow of the conversation.
Okay.
He said he claimed himself to be gay Tupac. If you were going to claim to be a gay rapper, which one would it be? That's all. That's a simple question.
I'm a part of the team.
I said I was gay MC Search if I were going to claim to be a gay rapper like this dude did.
Pretty sure you don't want to be, what, gay Slick Rick?
Why?
I don't know. He's good.
The one eye?
Yeah, just don't.
Can't see what's coming?
Definitely don't want to be MC One Eye. But wow. All right. Hey, we got a half hour to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Got the... This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 30 minutes on the clock. Let's do this. It's the final half hour. of the usual suspects. Little Tupac in the background.
Yeah. My ambitions as a liar. That was something Kevin Joseph sent us. It's wild. Dude, the internet. So amazing. He sent a picture of Fakeavelli with Jussie's face on the Tupac album cover. And it says, ambitions as a liar. Only God can judge me, I hope. To live and lie in Chicago. Fail Mary. Oh, my God. The internet is so great. And then I got, this one is really great. I need to, like, repost it. But there was just a video of him telling his story and reactions of people like, you're not telling the truth. The internet is so amazing. When anytime something like this happens, it's a serious thing. But you know that the internet is never going to take it serious. And that's when, like, you don't want to laugh at this. This is serious.
Right.
But at the same time, you kind of can't help it. I started showing Joel the video. And then the way it ends is Antoine Dotson, who he was the hide your wife, hide your kids because they raping everybody out here guy. He said, this is his quote, but he said, anytime a sissy is out in Chicago at 2 a.m., he ain't looking for a sandwich. He's looking to S a D. I was like, oh, my God. Y'all are just no chill on the internet. No chill.
That's why they say the internet's undefeated. Man. And you give them an inch, they're taking more than a mile. That you leave it, the door open, they're barging through, and you are in trouble.
I'm going to regram that. So, at Barry is Funny on Instagram, I will find what my brother-in-law, Alex, tagged me on. I'll repost it on Instagram. It's that good.
Yeah,
it's too funny.
This one's not going to... Remember, too, he demanded an interview with Good Morning America. So he just kept doubling down and throwing more out there, which now is going to backfire. And like I said, it's going to make it... If this all comes to fruition and he actually did set this whole thing up, this is career threatening.
You think?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it comes to light that it is fake, that he faked all this. I mean, you're going to go to jail. Like, you're going to jail for this. You faked a crime. You went all the way through all that.
As well, you should.
I didn't see it, but in this video that I'm going to put on Instagram, they had where, it was from ESG World too, but they had where he was on stage and he was telling the story. He was like, yeah, they hit me and I fought back. I'm the gay Tupac. Like,
so he really did say it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And the crowd was going wild for that. So did you think about which gay rapper you would be?
I did
if
not.
If you were Jussie Smollett?
I did not. That's not something I think about. And I'm not going to give you an answer. I'm not going to play your game.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
I think
way to contribute to the show.
I think for once, I'm going to agree with Nick.
Yeah,
you guys are just so lame. I already said who I would be.
But yours is easy.
What?
Because even if it wasn't the gay third base or whatever, you'd still be him.
I don't understand why you find this so hard to say.
I mean,
are you that sensitive?
I'll be a gay Jay-Z if you really want me to. I mean, I'll throw a name out there.
So you'll be Gay-Z?
That's fine. I'll be Gay-Z.
Why?
Right there. I mean, if that's who you picked.
No, not today, Satan. Oh, my God. The Gay-Z.
I got 99 problems, but the...
Being a bitch ain't one. Where did Jay-Z come from? You just picked a name?
I just picked someone that's relevant and popular and established.
You just gave it no thought. You just mailed it in.
You gave it thought because the MC search?
Yeah, yours was easy.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Do you want me to put some thought into it like you're expecting us?
Like, that's why I said you would be the gay DJ Khaled.
Why would I be the gay DJ Khaled?
You didn't have any...
You know, because you're fat. You didn't see that coming.
There's more to it.
Bam! No.
There's more to it.
Don't make it racist.
You know that... You know you want to.
Don't make it racist.
You know you want to.
Also, tell me that gay Bubba Sparks over here didn't nail it. Did you Google who Bubba Sparks? Do you even know who Bubba Sparks is?
Yes, I know.
It's getting ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had like two songs.
Right? Not at all?
No. I'm okay with gay Bubba Sparks.
He could be gay Pete Nice if I'm MC Search. We could just be gay third base. No? All right, we'll move on. I feel like this has run its course because you guys are no fun. Wow, the text line?
So you're just not nice with this Bubba Sparks.
I don't know how many names he wants us to give him. Like
the first text. I can't read it out loud, but...
Oh, I did see the first one.
Just put it this way. Sir Mix-a-Lot, but instead of
Mix,
they put a D. Yeah. That's so good.
Oh, the kindness.
You can say it because of D-I-X, basically. Right?
Yeah, well, there
that's
you go.
Kind
you
of
said
a...
You just did, so I don't have to. Oh, that's funny. Good times. Good times.
Yeah, Nick, you're right, too, by the way. I see that the top 10 in college basketball came out on ESPN. U of H doesn't move, even though there were losses. AJ came in during the break. There were losses during the week, but unfortunately, the teams that lost to other teams in the top 10, so no one moved. So Cougs stay at number 9 temporarily. I was going to say, not much going on in terms of news of the day, either.
It's a quiet time of year. This is the best time of year, right?
It can be.
No? Yeah.
It can be. You see this where this woman broke into her ex's place and she says it was just to get his phone and delete topless pictures that she had given him because she thought that he was not going along with the breakup and that he might do something with them.
So she sent him the pics?
So she had sent him the pics at some point in their relationship and she decided to cut it off. The relationship was over. And she started thinking about it, going, he's not handling this so well, and he might do something with these pics. So she goes all rogue, and she said he was sleeping, and I was well aware he had a boob shot of me on his phone, and it concerned her, and this was according to the New York Post. So I thought he might do something with it, so I did something I thought I would never do. I arrived at his house super late at night when I knew he would be asleep, snuck through his window while he was snoring up a storm, grabbed his phone, scrolled through the photos, found the offending shots, deleted them, but then commando rolling the heck out of there style got out.
And did she get in trouble for this? Was she arrested for it?
Evidently not.
Wow. So I might have missed it because I was too busy reading the text line, just killing Nick. Did she send him the photos?
Evidently, or did he just take them? When they were dating, one way or another, he had them on his phone of her, whether he took them or not.
Okay, so
it does not say.
I feel like if you send someone nudes, no take backs. You don't get to army crawl into my bedroom at night if you sent me the nudes. So that's on you. That's your bad. That's why you don't send nudes. But I feel like you don't get to go and get them back when y'all break up. You know that that's a risk. Like when you read the send nudes addendum with all the rules of sending nudes, that's one of them. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Isn't that why you use Snapchat? That way it just disappears?
Well, they can still screenshot it.
Yeah, but then you know.
Oh, then you know, and what do you do about it?
Then at least at the very minimum, you don't do it again. You know what I mean?
Well, but they still have it. Yeah. At that point, you should be able to go army crawl into their bedroom in the middle of the
night.
But
like at that point, you're not an ex. Wow. Like if you send a nude and you can tell that they screenshotted it, y'all are still together. You can deal with it while you're still together. Now they're broken up and she's trying to get news after they've broken up. It's too late. But at least you can address the situation when you do it on Snapchat.
So as part of the article, mm-hmm. they said that if you have ever partaken in either sexting or just the photos, be aware that even if you haven't broken up with that person, that those photos and sex have been shared. They said of the 5,800 plus single adults between the ages of 21 and 75 who were surveyed, 23% report sharing the sex they received with an average of more than 3 different people.
What?
And it's one thing to say, I want to know what shared means. Because it's one thing for you to say, hey, check this out on my phone. But if you actually send that photo to me.
Yes.
Now you've shared it with 3. But who knows how many I've shared it with?
Yeah. That's.
Brett Favre's in trouble.
Think about that. Like, if you get a nude, you're sharing it with somebody. Right? Now, I may not send it to you, but I'm probably going to show you.
Right.
I think that's just, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but that's just how most guys are.
It's not necessarily true for all pics, but yeah. I don't necessarily go around showing nude pics.
But if some chick sends you a nudie,
not necessarily,
a nude
no.
shot,
no.
you're not showing your buddies.
No, not necessarily.
You're not deleting it either, though, are you?
I actually probably would be deleting it.
Oh, here we
Come
go.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
As long as you're still in a relationship with that person.
Why would you want to leave that on the phone and then you start talking to another girl or something like that and then she notices.
Well, you know damn point. Well why you leave it on the phone while you're still in a relationship with her.
I would agree with you. But even then, I didn't. I deleted it. I deleted all my pics.
Wait, so you're saying you've been
Not mine, but like of females.
Okay. Wait, what?
This just turned a corner in a hurry again.
Yeah, it did.
So neither one of y'all's wives have sent y'all like nude pics?
Never. Never.
Okay.
I can honestly say I've never sent a nude pic, nor have I received a nude pic.
I second that.
Never.
Okay.
You?
Yeah.
You've sent D pics?
No, not. I haven't sent any.
What?
I've been sent pics.
D pics?
No.
Oh my God! Now we're going back to the gay rapper.
No.
We've come full circle.
Oh, you've had chicks send you nudes. Yeah. Show me.
No. Why would I show you?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would I show you?
Because we're boys.
No.
Oh, well, that's just like I thought we were friends. Apparently, we're not. I would totally show you. I mean, I wouldn't show you like my wife, but if I was single and chicks were sending me nudes, I would show you, especially if you were married. I would show you. Whatever. At least I admit it. You would show, right, Joel, if you were single and chicks were sending you nudes? You would show your boys. You would show your boys. Nah, see, here's the thing. You take this microphone away.
No, I don't know.
Most guys are going to admit, yeah, I'd show my boys.
No, especially if you're still in a relationship with a person.
The microphone is not changing. It really doesn't matter.
I agree. Yeah.
Now, if you're in like a serious long term, but if it's a chick that you just met and she sends you nudes, you're not showing. You haven't even gone on a date yet. You meet a chick, you're hanging out, you're drinking all night at a bar, and you get home, you give her a number, she gives you her number, and you text her like, hey, send nudes, and she does. You're not going to show a buddy.
Not necessarily.
If it just happened like that,
not necessarily.
You what?
There's a chance. At least bring it up, going, bro, I met this chick, and look at, she's like, already sending me like nudies.
See, that's all I'm talking about. I'm not suggesting that you post them on the interwebs and make a website of it, but you would show a couple of your best boys or your brother, something like that. I don't know. Maybe just me. At least I'm the only one telling the
Nick's
truth
point,
about it.
What if it did develop into something after that? Well, and now the rest of the time that he's dating her, his boys are saying, hey, bro, I still got that picture of Sally. Hey.
You didn't send it to him. You show him. You like.
That's what I said. It was one thing to say, hey, she already sent me pics, but I'm not going to send it or show them the pics.
I wouldn't send it. I would show you. Mm. I just wouldn't send it.
That's a fine line
after you
right
break
there.
Up, after you break up, are you showing it?
No.
No? Not even after?
Unless she pissed you off.
Again, also why you don't send nudes. By the way, the names coming in for gay rappers are outstanding. I just don't know if I can read them all. Joel would call himself him and him. Him and him. That's from Chris Householder. And then they just said that, never mind. My gay rapper name is Guy Rule.
Wow.
So good.
Chris Householder, man.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we got one segment to go on the show. We'll be back to wrap it up and turn it over to the Blitz next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Final segment, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick, Barry, Joel on a Monday. Did you see the actual...
Oh, my sound. Yeah, my bad.
How's that doing?
Texting on the show.
Did you... the actual picture of the chick that had the picture of the nudes that was deleted that she broke in?
Is she hot?
She wasn't bad.
Yeah,
she's
pretty.
She was chesty.
Oh, and she sent a full body nude. Well, it's a side nude.
Mm-hmm. It was a side...
Yeah, so you don't see her... lower front or hips, her back front. Yeah.
Hips and bits.
But I'm guessing, did she cover her titas or no?
No. Mm-mm. Chest is out there.
Okay. Well, I don't know. In the UK, that would just be a Page Six girl.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
not a big
right.
deal.
Yeah.
I think we make it a big deal. The nude body is a bigger deal over here than it is over there. So, but apparently, yeah. I'm the only one that's honest because Nick Collins said, but you're on your own. I don't show nudes that people send to me. I don't know. Why am I seeing so many nudes then from people? All my buddies show me nudes all the time. I don't see why.
They show them to you?
Yeah. I don't understand. I feel like that you guys just won't admit it. But, all right. I guess I'm the bad guy here. Holly said, well, what the hell am I listening to? I literally love y'all. Well,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, we you know, it's just guys talking. That's all.
It's a day of the All-Star game. These things happen.
Yeah, and I love when like guys like Cody Armstrong tweet out and try to be our show producer. First of all, people will send us topics and be like, y'all need to talk about this. Oh, well, that's Nick's job. He's the producer, not yours. And then Cody says, that's two separate times you've got Barry saying he's gay MC Search. You better clip that and save it for later. Yeah, sorry, Cody. You're not the producer of the show. That's not how this works. I'm sorry for you.
Cody was taking credit for calling you also MC that. Search.
Yes.
And actually didn't just take credit for it on the interwebs, but decided to call in to try and make his point. Only solidifying how fast he was falling in terms of the usual suspects.
We have a producer, so we don't need 800 more. How about that? Does that work?
Yeah, Nick. So don't listen to when somebody they tell you play Nick, this, do that.
Somebody texted the show and said, Nick has sent me multiple nudes. He's a liar.
Nice try, sir.
They sent one in.
Oh, nice wait, try. Sir? How do you know it was a sir? Could have been a ma'am. It should have been a ma'am.
Yeah, I think most of our listeners are dudes.
Well, the percentages are probably in your favor.
Great show today, guys. My favorite part is when Barry asked Nick if they were boys and Nick didn't answer. I'm looking forward to judging Joel's shirt tomorrow.
You got to wear that golf shirt, Joel.
Oh, I got to wear a golf shirt.
The people totally are forgot. Expecting it.
I did totally forget because I know I got to shoot a video tomorrow, but I'll bring a golf shirt. That's fine.
Somebody texted in Bun D.
There are so many. Just after you said that and you read the first one on the text line, I'm like, oh my God, there's just far too many.
Look, now I will make an exception. Does the text line receive pics? I have 100 plus from the girls in my hometown. Well, first of all, girls or women? That's an important distinction there, sir. Jeez. And or ma'am. Yes, the text line does get pics, but I don't open them. I don't trust you guys not to send a virus.
You're an accomplice to a crime, Barry, if he's from Chicago.
I'm not opening that. Yeah.
You get that one.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Based on the documentary that Nick and I watched. You're accomplished to a crime if he says his hometown is Chicago.
Why? What could be?
That's R. Kelly's hometown.
Oh.
Then you would really
be. I watched that too.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you. I thought you said you were.
No, I watched it. I did. I checked it out.
Okay. Yeah, that was disturbing in itself.
I'm not reading any more texts. We're done for the day.
You've had enough fun with them?
They're getting ridiculous. As tends to be the case on the text line. So.
Chub Rock come up with a different name?
No. Chub Rock was not mentioned at all.
That might break the bank. I don't know. Might come up in the process. I also put this for you guys to take a look at, but it's weird. But you know how like in Houston they're trying to cut back on how many people that have to go through the courts and go through jail time and everything, even with weed and possession and things like that.
Yeah, what is the rule now? You can have up to two
couple ounces or
is it like 2 ounces?
I believe it's under 2 ounces, and then you just have to take a course and a fine.
Yeah, it's like a misdemeanor, a course and a fine. Okay. I didn't remember, so yes.
So evidently in China, in Shanghai in particular, I've been there before, and it's a very highly populated area in between bikes.
Is it dirty?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, man. Really bad.
Oh, man, that
like
sucks.
You talk about smog in L.A., but when you when you get into the city proper, there is a cloud of like gray hovering most days. Yeah. And people don't obey from bikes and from like pedestrians. They don't obey stoplights and everything like that. So they're trying to crack down on jaywalking. So now if you are caught jaywalking, and they have pictures of this, it was on Barstool, but they have pictures of the officers on their phone, if you're caught jaywalking, forcing pedestrians to watch a 5-minute video on bloody accidents.
So they stop you, or I guess they let you get across the street. And then they come up to you and force you to watch a video on the phone right then and there.
On the video monitor on the phone, your video screen. It looks like it's right off a phone where literally they are showing you a 5-minute video of like horrific and bloody accidents. So it's like defensive driving.
Right,
on the
where
fly.
They would show you. I remember those.
Yeah.
God, defensive driving was awful. And now that you look back on it, it was kind of hilarious and awesome.
And it's a hell of an alternative to have to pay a ticket and go to court and do all that other stuff.
That's kind of wild that they just basically stop and go, hey, look, here's 5 minutes of faces of death. Watch all these people get murdered.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And
I was
then
like,
we'll let you go with a warning.
Yeah,
you might die next time.
It was like literally a localized version of Faces of Death, and they have to watch 5 minutes
of it. That's insane. Did you? It would be cool if they did it per corner. Like every time somebody got murdered or ran over on that corner, they videoed it, and then they just showed you this happened right here where you just walked. There was this person got run over and killed. That could have been you. Did you guys do, you did defensive driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do it at school?
You got the take-home version from Blockbuster.
No. Like, when, not defensive driving, driver's ed.
Oh, driver's ed at school. Yeah.
Did you do driver's ed at
school? I did not do it at school, no.
Did they stop doing that at some point?
Yeah, because a bunch of schools started opening up. You don't have to do it at school anymore.
Really? You just take the test and do the driving test?
It was actually like a class you got credit for, but there's so much curriculum, I think, now that you just go to a school.
You missed out because back in the day, there was this, you know how you'll have temporary buildings like those trailers? Like, you know, where they'll have like classes and stuff.
T-shacks?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. They had a temporary building for just driver's ed, and you had like a little mini car that you sat in. It was a whole class, and you would just sit there all day, or not all day, but all class, in this little car.
A mini car.
Yeah, it would have a steering wheel and pedals and all this stuff, and there would be a screen up, and you would sit there and practice driving.
What? We didn't have that.
Yeah, you ever played Pole Position, the game where you sat in the, mm-hmm. or not, maybe it was Pole Position, where you sat in the little car-like thing and drove? Yeah, the arcade.
So it's like a simulator
just
almost.
Just like that. Absolutely. It was absolutely.
I had no idea. No, we didn't have to do it that way.
Man, that was the best because they would have 1970s videos of cars driving and people getting run over and you're driving the car. It was outstanding. It was a lot of fun.
Because I've told you this. The one thing, we used to make fun of one of our buddies that always did the simulator on his computer for flight simulation.
Right.
And we were like, you're wasting your time. What do you know, because he was big in the Army pilots and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden we found out that he got credit for a whole lot of airtime for doing the simulator towards his pilot license. We're like, well, one thing, good for you. Second thing, we're never flying with you. That's scary stuff.
Yeah. No, this was cool. But, I mean, the videos were old. But you would sit there and drive in 10 and 2 and put your blinker on. You had a brake pedal and a gas pedal and drive in
primitive
reverse.
Way of learning how to drive, I feel like.
No, I mean, it was practice.
I mean, they just literally put somebody in the passenger seat with their own brake pedal, and that's it.
Well, we did that, too. So that, you would practice at these little things, these simulators, and then we would go out. And one day, they would have two people in the back, plus the student driver, plus the instructor in the passenger seat with another pedal. Right. And one time, I just wanted to mess with the chick that was driving, so I just started screaming.
You're brutal.
I got in so much trouble. Oh, I got written up. I got sent to the office. I got detention.
I know that
it was awesome.
We used to practice.
Freaked out.
But you practice with your parents, right?
Yeah.
When you have your temporary license?
My mom, like when I was 14, my mom would just give me I would go to the store on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings and get donuts and stuff.
You were that kid, and then when you got an accident, you just drove.
I never got an accident. I just drove up there and back. She didn't care.
I'm just saying all the stories on the news these days where the 14-year-old's like going on an hour-long chase with police.
Not me. I just drove, got donuts.
I just know when I practiced with my dad, there was no pedal, but he almost put his foot through the floorboard a couple times because he's like, stop, dang it! I'm like, no, I'm just trying to drive. All right, that'll wrap it up for a Monday. Good show, fellas, as we continue to roll on. We'll be here the rest of the week, so hopefully you will, too. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. You have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.